This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates are pressuring Michelle Obama to come to the aid of a pregnant mother held in chains by the government of Sudan for being a Christian. The assistance given by the First Lady, coming very publicly to the aid of women seized by terrorists in Africa, is exposing her to criticism for ignoring the woman, sentenced to torture and then execution by the Sudanese government simply for being a Christian. At the same time, the federal government is defending itself and losing numerous lawsuits over the HHS mandate. The new nominee for HHS secretary is not being asked a single direct question about the mandate, which is costing the federal government so much money. Broad powers vested in that office by Obamacare stand to be inherited by Sylvia Matthews Burwell after the resignation of former Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius. This is Life News Radio.
Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today.
The battle over abortion and the right to life in Latin America continues. However, Colombia's Senate earlier this month began to turn the tables on abortion advocates. While in past years Colombia has made exceptions allowing abortion, the Senate voted unanimously, saying there is nevertheless no right to abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.